The cleric calls out to Muslims, killing Americans is a holy duty. But who does Anwar al-Awlaki reach? Not this man in Brooklyn, New York.
No, I mean, how are we going to propagate misguidance? I mean, I'm a Muslim. How are we going to call people to what is evil? No, it is impossible.
In fact, it's quite possible. Anwar al-Awlaki, born in America, teaching from Yemen, soldier of al-Qaeda, now the CIA wants him dead. The unlikely path of radicalization for the Muslim cleric who may have inspired the Times Square bomber. Who lit the fuse? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's a Made in America jihad story on Tuesday, May 25th.
Not your apple pie.
No, American dream.
Morning's top news. Patience running thin with BP as the company plans yet another untested maneuver to cap the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. They've tried submarines, the containment domes, siphons. The oil, however, still gushing into the ocean there. The latest plan, plugging the leak with mud and cement. That will be tried tomorrow. The man in charge of the government response, Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen, says removing BP from the cleanup efforts is not an option.
Push BP out of the way would raise a question to replace them with what?
For its part, BP CEO Tony Hayward says,
"We are here for the long haul. We are going to clean every drop of oil off the shore."
To help pay for the cleanup, Congress is considering quadrupling the tax on oil to 32 cents a barrel.
The military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy may be a step closer to being repealed. President Obama and congressional Democrats reached a deal last night that will allow a vote on the policy as early as this week before the Pentagon finishes its wide-ranging review. Senator Carl Levin tells The Takeaway,
"You got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs who says the policy should end. You got the Secretary of Defense who says the policy should end. So then it's just a question of how best to end it."
If the law is repealed, openly gay people would be allowed to serve in the U.S. military. In another change, our partner, The New York Times, is reporting that the Pentagon has approved a broad expansion of special ops activities against militant groups in the Middle East and Africa. They're said to be intelligence-gathering missions, not offensive operations. Special operation troops are now on the ground in Yemen, where one of their main targets is capturing the American-born radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. Joining us is Takeaway producer Noel King. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, John.
So after this tape over the weekend, we had you spend some time yesterday measuring the profile of Anwar al-Awlaki in a community here in New York. How well known is this American-born Yemeni cleric?
Well, John, I think maybe the real question is who will admit to knowing him at this point. And in this admittedly microscopic and informal survey that I did in Islamic bookshops yesterday, there are a couple of answers to that question. But one thing is for certain, this man's very name elicits a very visceral reaction. I will never forget one bookshop owner physically backing away from me when I said his name.
Wow. Noel King, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment. A profile of communities around America's reaction to al-Awlaki.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is joining the U.S. in calling for sanctions against North Korea.
I'm confident that the Council will take measures appropriate to the gravity of the situation.
Meanwhile, in a show of force, the U.S. will take part in two major military exercises off the Korean Peninsula. And for the first time since the invasion of Iraq, there are now more U.S. forces serving in Afghanistan than in Iraq.
After 9 years in Afghanistan now. This is going to hurt if you bought an iPhone recently, folks. Starting today, Walmart is cutting the price of the 3G phone in half to $97. That's because Apple is expected to unveil a new version next month, and retailers are clearing out their inventory. To get the deal, you still have to sign up for a two-year contract, though. Asian and European markets are down. Futures way down. The Dow gets underway at 10,066, three-month low. The S&P opens at 1,073, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,213. Coming up on the show, not a lot of reason to love oil companies, and more oil is seeping into the Gulf, but we're going to talk with the former president of Shell Oil, why he thinks people hate oil companies. That's in a half hour.
And we're going to have a discussion about that radical American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. I'd like to throw this out to any other Muslims in the United States. Help us understand the profile of this man, what you think of him, what you've heard of him. 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.